This is CliffCentral.com.
Well, well, well. Good morning, Grahamstown. It's Tumi Morake. It seems this is a temporary takeover of RMR. I am sipping tea in Grahamstown. I am freezing my nads off. I don't even have nads, but they are freezing off. I pray lose weight from this cold. I cannot begin to explain how I am but suffering. There are those who will argue the sun has come out. Yes, the sun is a tease. There is no pleasure for me to derive from the sun because my bones are frozen. But yes, it's Tumi Morake. Some of you may know me, some of you may not. It doesn't matter. All that matters is I've taken over this radio. I usually sip my tea in the comfort of Cliff Central, but I find myself today in the student digs of Rhodes University. Hashtag awkward. You know when you arrive at a place, it's like, you know, the wife was beating up the husband or the husband was beating up the wife, and then the domestic violence has been sorted, but now you must arrive. And you must arrive in this house and there's this elephant in the room. And you go, so are we going to pretend this thing didn't happen? So this is me. But I'm here for happy things, man. I'm here at the Grahamstown Arts Festival. I am flexing my acting muscle, doing teas with Vanessa Frost at the Masonic back. So isn't it then, because I like things, I thought, well, I'm in Grahamstown. I do radio things. I may as well do them here at RMR. Get a taste of being a celebrity. Maybe after this show, I'll be a celebrity. I don't know. All I know is celebrity is hard work. Couldn't even have breakfast this morning. Why? Why? Ah, is that Tumi Morake? Yes, it's Tumi Morake. Yeah, can you take a picture? No, I want to eat. I'm hungry. But no, your selfie comes before my hunger. It's a problem, this thing. I'm here with my son. Now, you know when you play that game, good idea, bad idea? Great idea bringing my son. Bad idea not planning how exactly I am going to maneuver around everything I need to do and still him. But luckily, he's going to the Children's Arts Festival, so I'm very excited that he managed to get himself in there. He's very late. He's probably 2 hours late now to get there because we both woke up very late. But isn't it? That's life. Yeah. People must just be strong, but he will go. He's looking forward to it. So I will be speaking to a lovely young lady who I met a couple of years ago when I was in Edinburgh. I had gone to the Edinburgh Arts Festival to do my one-man show. Don't judge me, Grahamstown Arts Festival, and say, hey, but how come you never brought that one-man show to National Arts Festival? Well, they were paying me in pounds. Hashtag levels. But anyway, I met her in Edinburgh, and I thought she was quite a lovely young lady. Her name is Tara Notcutt. We are going to be talking about her work. She is here with the Cape Town Edge. I giggle every time, even inside without giggling outside. I giggle when I say Cape Town Edge. I mean, Edge and Cape Town, I don't know. There's nothing edgy about Cape Town. So when they say we're the Cape Town Edge, you're like, I hope you mean an edge as in the literal meaning of, yeah, just a smooth edge, like the slide at the end of something. You're not edgy, grunge. Ah, no, there's no aggression about Cape Town. I love Cape Town. Cape Town is my peaceful place. When people say to me, find your happy place, I buy a ticket and then I fly to Cape Town. I don't need to visualize these things and internalize these things. Anyway. So, usually when I sip tea, and share what is either grinding my beans in that moment or making me happy in that moment. And so I shall dedicate today's show to the National Arts Festival, to the stuff I'm looking forward to seeing, like Chris Forrest. You know, Chris Forrest has got his show here. He's not a man you immediately go. He might want to do a show naked, but hey, he's got a show, and not only is he naked, but he's cooking. So that's something I'm hoping I'll get to see. I know there are a lot of amazing people here. Rob van Vieren, for example. I've been threatening to work with this man, and one day I will. I'm a believer in these things. We got very close to working together. We did a corporate together, but we were technically in the same corporate, but not really working together. But then we were working together, but then it wasn't really. Anyway, So, this is me. I will be sipping my tea in Grahamstown. I'll tell you what a Rhodes Music Radio tea tastes like, and I'll let you know if they spike it. These are students. I refuse to believe that my tea will just be tea. My producer looking at me here like, oh God, what? What is that, Aviva? Are you like, are you just, what? What's in the tea? What's not in the tea? He's just shaking his head like, who let Tumi Maraka in here? Oh my God. We're already in trouble. Oh my God. You'll be fine. Trust me. You'll be fine. Okay? I swear, I won't break anything. I might break people's spirits. I'm joking. I will break nothing. Nothing will be broken. All right. So before my guest joins me, I hope that the people who are listening are either buying tickets or browsing through shows to see what tickets they're going to get to support this, the artists who've come to the arts festival. I love being on the fringe, guys, you know, because there are people who go, OMG, but like, you know, by the time you like Tumi Meraki, or you're like, you know, a Chris Forrest, you're a name. Why do you want to play on the fringe? I'm like, dude, it's about the hustle. It's about the hustle. I respect people on the fringe because nobody came and handed them a fat check and said, hey, hook me up. These are people who said, I am taking a risk. I could leave Grahamstown with less than what I arrived with, but I am going to pour my soul out. And I'm going to put myself out there and I am going to just give my best. So I'm going to try and consume as much of the fringe as I possibly can and enjoy some new talent. So I'm really looking forward to that. Yeah, man, let's listen to some music while I gather my thoughts going forward and let's have a good time. You know, you cut off a song and you're like, there's somebody up there who's cussing me out for cutting off that song. But isn't it, this is my show and I'm going to do it my way. And shame, Zoba strong, Montuam. So, Grahamstown. Some of you are probably popping your Grahamstown cherry in the sense that you've never been to the fest. This is your first time. And you're going, where do I begin? Well, I shall begin by saying, if you're one of those people who gets ratty when you're hungry and you don't want to wait 20 years for your food, take it from me. Don't believe these people who tell you you absolutely have to go and eat at this place. Okay, it's a long wait for the table, but it's freaking amazing. Let me tell you one thing I respect about Grahamstown. I'm yet to go to a restaurant and be disappointed. If you find a place and it's empty, it's not because the food is crappy. It's because somebody has over-advertised another place and everybody's there. Choma, take the opportunity to sit down and enjoy. I remember a couple of years ago when I came here with my husband, we were doing a show together and we're like randomly walking now. I'm starving. Like I'm that ugly wife at the time because I'm like, if you don't feed me now, there is going to be murder involved. And we literally just found this little corner and this worm who was selling but the best Thai food I to date have ever had. So in Grahamstown, it's the one town I can say with confidence you can take a chance on any restaurant. Do you not agree, monsieur? Do you just give me a nod so I can tell the world you're nodding? Or do you disagree? There's nothing crappy here, ne? But there are those places where you're like, why is it this packed? Just because it's riding on the reputation of I was laughing because we were talking about this restaurant earlier. We're like, but why is it always so packed? It's like, what? Maybe there was something about it years ago, but right now I'm going, come on, guys. We really do not all have to be here like it's a soup kitchen at a rally for some party that's trying to get votes. We can really go and get food somewhere else, you know? Anywho, so if it's your first time, you know that you have to make your way to, it's the Village Green, that's what it's called, right? That's where you go to try and figure out what's what. And yes, there are festival superstars. Please don't spend all your money on the superstars, because then how are the little guys going to grow? you should always back that horse. You know that horse that nobody is going to have? That horse, Five Shoes Monroe, will never make it. Then you're the guy who bets on Five Shoes Monroe. And then what happens that one year? Five Shoes Monroe causes an upset. 5 seconds before the end of the race, there's Five Shoes Monroe coming out number one, and you are the millionaire, and everybody else is going, how? But how did you know about Five Shoes Monroe? Because this guy took a chance. That is me, Baba. Gospel according to me. Me. I will give you parables, me. You don't know me. Anyway, so Grahamstown this year as well, I was reading, because isn't it I can read? I studied sometimes. And I see that this is focused as well on women creatives, women's stories, you know, all about where women are in the... When they start saying things like discourse, you must know it's academic things, ne? But they're very interested in the female voice, the struggle, the triumph. So I'm also excited to try what I'm going to try and do. I know there are a lot of males artists who I love, but I think, in fact, I should prioritize watching a lot of the female productions. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to then write reviews of these things. Not ugly reviews where I must say, oh yes, you couldn't act away out of a cardboard box. No, I'm going to focus on subject matter, and I'm going to look at them thematically, and then I'm going to talk about that, you know? Because I think it's nice, man. Women must back each other up. It's about damn time we had each other's backs here. This country has a lot of struggles. Me, I pick my struggle, ne? Gender struggle? Not my struggle. Not today. No, the reason is too heavy. I can't carry that many bags at the same time. So my chosen struggle is the race one. Gender. Me and my sisters, we're going higher and higher. Backward, never, forward, ever. That's how I roll. So anyway, I'm like totally riffing. Can you tell? OMG, I'm riffing because I'm waiting for my guest Tara. And it's not even her fault, isn't it? At the last minute, I was like, so I had a guest and then it didn't work out. Please hang out with me because I love you with all my heart. And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, yeah, you rock my world. So she's saving me. So yeah, what I enjoy about coming to the Grahamstown Festival, besides that I freeze and eat a lot and then I get back home about 2 kilograms heavier, and then I have a fantastic excuse, which is, it is freezing in that place. Because during the day, it gives you this false sense of security, like there's hope in the world. Then at night, Grahamstown bitch slaps you with the kind of cold that feels so personal. You know when someone bumps into you and it doesn't feel like an accident, it feels like, yeah, but you did that on purpose. You planned it. You saw me and you decided you are going to. That's how the cold feels in this town at night, out of nowhere. Cool. So anyway, I hope you're all snug, warm, and ready for some beautiful stuff. Because I already know my show is going to definitely, when it comes to the female perspective, man, tease. You think Tumimraka is just a clown. She's there laughing. You must see this thing we've created, Baba. You must see this thing. It's a whole new kind of sexual reawakening when it comes to women. So if you're with your child and you're listening to the radio station right now and your child's going, Mommy, what's a sexual reawakening? You must just explain it as, Mommy, it's about people finding their happy place. I'm laughing because I'm imagining if you say that to a child and then their teacher finds them smiling by themselves in class and says, so little Tommy, what are you doing? Teacher, I'm having a sexual awakening. And he might be in trouble. But that's what I'm doing. And speaking of kids, so I came here with my son. He's 7 years old. And we're talking about my show. And he said, oh no. So I said to him, Bons, you know you can't watch my show, right? So I'm going to have to get you a babysitter for when I'm working. He says, I knew that already, Mom. I said, what do you mean? He says, usually your shows are not good for kids anyway. And I thought, man, I love my child. He knows his mother and he's at peace with his mother. Because my biggest fear used to be that I'm going to damage my children. And to hear my son say that makes me feel like I should have actually been excited that I'm having children, because I'm going to have children with quite an open world view. I'm very excited. Like this one who's excited to be at the Children's Arts Festival. I know I'm going to get it from him that he's going to be late for this thing. But you know what? In the long run, he will thank me, because instead he's getting to socialize. He's getting to spend time with people who know me, who know my craft. He's getting to walk around Grahamstown. He's getting to taste what it's like to be one of the people of the soil. You understand? Because these suburb children are a problem, man. Our children are made of paper. They get all kinds of illnesses that are very expensive to cure. They're just soft. They're used to concrete. They don't know dust. They don't know what it's like to have to, you know, to be dewormed. They don't know these things because they are just antibiotic'd and sterilized and, you know, 4x4 to school. I don't own a 4x4. I'm just hashtag C. I send it for an example. Anyway, so it looks like my guest has arrived. I am going to let her in. Now, this is unconventional because I believe radio DJs usually play a song or get rid of people, keep you busy while the guest comes in. But this is sipping tea after all, courtesy of RMR. Ladies and gentlemen, the amazing, the talented, the beautiful, the always ready with a smile, sharp, witty, dressed in the nicest black top that I'm going to steal from her after this, the amazing Kara Notcut.
That's just my really dry throat because the air here, wow.
See, I'm not making it up, eh? The weather here,
no,
will show you flames. I've been holding my pills in my hand, my crush pills, waiting to take them. So, Tara.
Is that what that is?
Okay. My yes, people call it my cocaina. I go to a homeopath. I don't do these other medicines anymore.
Okay.
Because the side effects have become too much.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, that's good. All natural is very good.
No, natural.
Go
natural.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, except the way I had my children. Everything about this natural except...
Oh,
Tara, tell these people who you are.
Hi, I'm Tara. I'm very late. I'm very sorry about that. Thank you for entertaining the lovely people. I'm a director. I also run Cape Town Edge, which has 11 shows there.
Hey.
So I've been putting up posters for the equivalent of 11 people and all their casts. But I've got a couple of shows on. I'm working with Rob from Fearon, who you know very well.
Mm.
And I'm working with Stuart Lightbody, who does Sleight of Hand. And I've got a dance show with my sister, which we were just putting up a monument at the banner, and that's why I'm late. Putting up a banner at the monument. See, words.
Sleight of hand. It's like those guys who at the end of the month are stealing money from our mothers, ne? When our mothers, then they've got the money from society, and then she's got a bag of 15,000 rand, and then this guy says something and distracts and shows her something, and then she gets to the bank, and she just finds papers where it was 15,000 rand in cash, now it's just papers. That's sleight of hand. Slamos.
Yes, but also no. Stuart's much nicer than that. He'll at least like you
know. Being diplomatic.
He'll do, with a smile. He'll be like, oh, hey, smile. Hey. And make you feel good. You'll be like, oh, I gave him my money.
That's,
you know, he didn't steal it. He was so
show.
Nice.
But that's an expensive show every month. 15,000 down.
Rand.
Gone.
Yay.
Okay, yeah. So you brought these people here.
I brought all these people here.
How many of them are off color?
Three in my
from
dance
Cape Town.
Yeah,
that's impressive.
I know what. Where did I find them?
Yes, where did you find them? Because you know you guys keep them in closets, and then when you hear, hey, the Joburgers are coming, pull up the blacks quickly. The Joburgers are coming.
No man, and they ones from like the flats and
wow.
The whole it's like a hip hop. It's like a lot of big hip hop guys.
Do you know that for years I thought the Cape Town flats were this block of flats that's so dangerous, and I always knew
just one flat.
If I can find these apartments, I must just avoid them. I only literally learned after I think I was 20 something.
Yeah,
when I learned that the Cape Town flats.
Oh, it's actually area.
Oh, yes, you're telling me. So that's the hip-hop people.
That's the hip-hop people, yeah. That's the dancer. And then Stu Lightbody, not of color other than pink. And Rob and Fearon, also not of color other than pink.
No, but Rob is not pink. Rob is very well tanned.
Rob is very well tanned.
He's borderline. Like, he's messing with his jeans. Like, his jeans are going... Hold on.
Hang on a second.
Yeah. And he's here with his mom.
I know. It's
How awesome is that?
Yeah. Like both Bijou's grandmothers came with, so that they're going to take care of her while her parents are working very hard.
So Bijou's here as well.
Bijou's here.
See, I'm not the only artist who's bringing my children.
No,
here.
Have you got your kids here?
I brought no one.
What? Oh,
wait.
Okay.
Listen, slow down.
Okay, one.
Slow down.
Yeah.
See, don't try and kill my joy. So, what? How did this Cape Town age begin? Because I believe it's you guys. It's like if I have 5 rand and you have 5 rand and this guy has 5 rand and then we put together our 5 rand and with this extra the money we make and resources that we have, we put them together so that we can make these shows happen.
Exactly.
And we help
that.
Each other.
Yeah.
Take these go travel these shows basically.
Basically, yeah, exactly. We like to make it a little bit more like it's pretty outside. There's like fairy lights and a tent and a whole thing.
Yeah.
So you arrive, there's someone to hide from the sun or the rain or the wind, depending on whatever grandson gives you that day. And so it's the 10th year actually.
Wow.
Yeah, so we've been doing this for 10 years.
Well done, man.
Doesn't look long, man. Thank you.
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's only Cape Townians, obviously.
We actually, our 11th show this year is like a special guest from Joburg. We've got We Didn't Come to Hell for the Croissants. They are a late night kind of treat.
We Didn't Come to Hell for the Croissants.
Gemma Khan with her lovely self and her lovely acting partner Roberto, and it's the follow up to Epicene Butcher.
Wow, I love her. I love Gemma Khan.
I know, she's the best, right?
Oh my word. Yeah. So she's here.
She's here. She's not here yet because she's actually in Nelspruit. She's at Any Boys doing another show. So she's like rocking it. So she comes here, she does that. She does the show in Italian that I cannot pronounce, but it's on the solo festival and it's directed by Jane Taylor. That's like the stuff that I wrote it.
Awesome.
And Tertius Cup wrote it. So she's like all over the place. She's like doing
she's
very
She's a highly
well.
Talented that girl.
She really is.
I'm talking acting. I'm talking if you need her to create anything for you. She made me stilts.
Did she?
Years ago, she made me stilts and I walked on stilts. Unfortunately, the stilts had to be cut out of the show because when we got to the venue, there was a safety issue. No, there was a safety issue around the darkness. It was too dark backstage. So to hurt myself like that would have been a bit...
That would have been bad.
I'm too mimareke. You break me, you must pay. You must pay hard. Okay, that's amazing. So what are you directing? What are you directing personally?
I'm directing Sleepless Dreams, which that's the sleight of hand where Stuart takes your money.
Okay.
And... Rob Van Vuren. I'm only one of Rob Van Vuren's shows. He's got like 16 shows.
I know, right?
I know. Every poster like, I look at, I'm like, oh, Rob Van.
That guy is like a Duracell bunny. You know, every time I see him, I think of that advert with that bunny that just keeps going. Everybody's exhausted.
Although, I did see him yesterday and I was like, oh, you are actually but a human because he looked a little tiny bit tired. And then for like 10 minutes, and he was like, cool, boom, ready to go. And then XX with a little dance show about kissing.
That's your sister.
That's my sister.
Yeah, Cleo.
The hot blonde on the poster. Yes. How do you?
I love you, Tara.
Tumi, I love you.
It's my homework.
I directed that.
That is awesome. What's it like working with your sister?
It's really fun. She's really cool. She's so much more talented than me. It's wonderful. Yeah. No, she's very smart.
You guys are differently talented.
We are very
same way. There's no favorite in the family. You guys are just love different.
Definitely the favorite.
Oh, there we go. That's why she's so actually proud of the compliments. She's
I think my brother's the favorite at the moment because he's the first grandchild of the family. So I think he's the favorite. But that's the third show that I've got.
That is exciting.
Yeah. How are you? Your poster is very raunchy. I saw two little old ladies this morning looking at it. They were like, what?
No, we are in there. We are in.
Yeah.
And it's not even raunchy. You know what kills me?
Yeah.
That's what kills me. Sexuality from a male perspective, it's cool. If you're going to do it for the guys,
totally.
It can be, no one will question it or call it raunchy. It'll be like, oh, that seems naughty.
Mm.
Let's go. You get what's like naughty and, ooh, that looks challenging and that looks edgy.
Yeah.
The minute women are doing it, it's like,
hang on, here comes the JJs
to attack us.
Yeah, exactly.
And this time we've gone, no, let's do a show that just actually reminds us that we are all sexual beings.
I think that's fabulous.
And we're all normal.
Yeah,
to actually have needs and wants.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Sure. So of the shows that you're bringing on the edge, so we've covered yours. We've covered
Gemma.
Who else is on?
We've got Rushed Cooperative. They've done big shows like The View, which did very well 2 years ago, and Simbamba, which was here, I want to say last year.
Simbamba,
which 2 years ago. Excuse me. And they've got two shows on Philip has directed The Graveyard, which has got Gideon, who's from The View. So if anybody liked The View, definitely come watch this. Bo Peterson's also in that, and she's fabulous. And Penny has written a show and directed it called Siage, which did wonderfully in Cape Town. And it's about a mother and daughter relationship in very contemporary South Africa. And yeah, so the first show of that's tomorrow. Okay. We've actually got our first show happening right now. That's A Man and a Dog with Mklantla.
Yeah.
Nkwanazi. And that is directed by Penny. So it's all overlapping like we do in Cape Town.
Yeah.
And we've got Salt back for the last time. That's been sort of our hit for the last 2 years.
Salt has been fire.
Yeah, man. Yeah. People love that show. And it's doing really well.
That's awesome.
Later in the week, we've got You Suck and Other Inescapable Truths. And that's with Clara van Wyk, who was in Epicene Butcher, which is related to Gemma Khan. So everyone's...
Crazy.
I know.
This
yeah.
is all... It's like The Bold and the Beautiful. It's like you're all Brook. You're dressed in every booty.
Everybody's in everything.
Had a taste of... Remind everybody where all of this is at, because you guys are all... The Cape Town Edge is happening in one venue.
Yes. It's at the Princess Alice Hall, which is on African Street. It's opposite the newly done up spa. And you will note we've got a big hedge and a big pink banner on the side that says Cape Town Edge.
Okay, now I know South Africa has a whole lot of sound towns and cities and whatever, but
yes.
I'm curious, artistry wise, do you feel like there's a rivalry or there's some kind of camaraderie between Joburg artists and Cape Town artists? I'm asking this because I've been asking for a long time who I need to sleep with to work with you. And so
just
I'm
come
going
to Cape
ask
Town.
How
we've actually had this conversation before.
Yes, we've had this conversation.
Yes.
So I want to know. Is it because I'm in Joburg? If I move, if I show you, hey, here's my proof of residence. I now live in Cape Town.
You bring your passport and then you come into the Western Cape. No, actually I should come up to Joburg because there's a lot of really exciting things happening there. I think there's like over the past few years, like Cape Town has sort of really led the way in like independent theatre. But now Joburg's really kind of giving it around for its money, and like the stuff that they do at Pop Art and just really exciting comedy and like Jiddery Citizens and there's a lot of very cool stuff that happens in Joburg.
Yeah, because you used to think improv and think Cape Town.
Yeah, and now it's completely shifted and actually kind of it's sort of being shared. One sort of like for a couple of months things are very exciting in Joburg, then things are very exciting in Cape Town, and people are starting to link up a lot more. Like Pop Art and Alexander Bar kind of are brother and sister theatres in different cities. And a lot of shows you can afford if you're from Cape Town to like bring a show to Pop Art, because there's very little risk. They take the risk with you. It's the same as if someone comes to Alexander Bar. So I think stuff like that really helps kind of like, you know, make everybody friends and sort of one big family.
Yeah, so it'll also get rid of this thing where people feel like they have to leave.
Yes.
Because I've noticed where some Joburg artists will feel like, I seem to do better in Cape Town than I do here, so I'm leaving.
Yeah.
And then same thing in Cape Town where they go, I think seems to be more work in Joburg.
Exactly.
In Joburg.
I think
but then you find... You're still traveling between the two places anyway.
I know. Like, I spend most of my year not in Cape Town.
Yeah.
So it's, you know... Like I always say, like home is where your pillow is, and just take my pillow on the plane and sort of make a home anyway. But I think it's starting to get a lot more friendly. People are starting to actually want to work with other people. Like Jane Taylor lives in Cape Town, and Gemma's from Joburg, so they've teamed up together to do her solo show. And like there's a lot of really exciting writers in both places, and you can write from anywhere. So I think it's a good time to be in independent theatre. It's very fun and exciting. And expensive, but mostly fun and exciting.
I'm glad you brought up the expense thing.
Yes.
Do you find that it's become too expensive? Because I
don't know what you're talking about, Timmy. What? Excuse me. Sorry, finish your question. If you can see me now, I am like blushing so hard.
I'm finished. No, because honestly, it's something I've heard from a lot of people who I would ask. Artists who I've always known to be coming to Grahamstown every year, where I said, are you going this year? And they'd be like, yo, have you seen what that festival has become? So would you agree? Do you feel like it's not bad? I mean, the rent is what it is.
Yeah.
Or is like, it happening with all festivals? Because I saw you in Edinburgh. And when we were in Edinburgh,
yes,
it's a lot of the people who've been going there for years were also saying
they were
it's
also
become
saying,
so damn commercial and expensive.
Yeah. I think a lot of people who, like the people who do the best are the people who kind of like rent out beds and own bars, and which is unfortunate. I don't think that's the case here. I think Grahamstown and National Arts Festival, with now the lottery fringe, has really done a very, very wonderful thing, like actually sort of putting money money directly into artists' pockets and sure. kind of making it a bit more, a bit easier to bring a show up. But I think it is still, it's still very difficult. Like, whether you're going to do a show in your own city or somewhere else, it's, it comes with its own set of challenges. And I think it just makes people, like, I know me, I've started to think much more carefully about the kind of show that I'll bring, that I'll bring up here. Like this show, I'm only here for the first half, and then I know Stuart can run by himself, Rob can run by himself, and then I'm going to go home, because it doesn't make sense to sort of stay up here the whole time, which is sad, because it's the first time in 10 years that I've that I won't be here the whole time. But I think a lot of people, you know, are starting to go, well, this worked really well last year, I will do this again, or this didn't work so well, why didn't it, and sort of investigate. And I think more than putting people off, it just makes people question why, and I think that's always a good thing.
Yeah,
just to know, like, why you're going, what you're wanting out of it. Like, if you're wanting an economic return, like, a financial return, not economic, wow.
No, but economically, what you're saying makes sense.
And if you're wanting, I think there's different things that people come here for, and they're all completely valid, and it all just depends on where you are in your career and where you are in your life. And, you know, because also, like, with you bringing your kid up and Rob bringing Bijou up, like, there's families and stuff that you have to consider. So I think the older people get, like, the more things change. Like, there might be young students who feel exactly the same way I did, like, 8 years ago when I graduated, who are going, yours at 8 years.
You're sorry, old,
Tar. Hold on. But, you know, they, like, I think maybe it just goes in phases. Like, so it's, it is more, some things are more expensive. I think people have found, like, different ways to kind of roll with it. That's why Cape Town Edge is something that's still going, because it, it helps everybody, you know, make it a little bit more possible.
So what advice would you give that poor guy, poor girl, who is here for the first time and is going, I'm seeing flames?
Oh, I would
bringing a show for the first time.
Okay, I would say, like, practically the stuff that you can do, because people always go, like, oh, just, like, fast bed, and you're like, what is that actually? Practically the things that you can do, I'll go, okay, cool, what is my show? My show is a dance show. You look in the program, you go, cool, these kinds of shows I've maybe heard of before, or this looks like it's going to be very popular. You read the queue, you sort of see where the reviews are. Go to those venues, flyer those people. Like, don't waste your time, like spending hours on the green, kind of, like, trying to get
randoms.
People, like, well, yeah, who very well might come and see your show, but you also maybe have, like, a captive audience knowing, okay, cool, if I go there, it's like 100 people today, maybe even 20 will come, like, and that'll be amazing. So just think about where you're putting your time, because not only are you, like, spending that hour and a half on stage every day, you're also spending triple that trying to get people to actually come and see that hour and a half you spend on stage. So be mindful of yourself, and be good on yourself, and be kind on yourself, and try to make it, like, work smarter, not harder necessarily.
And should you be prepared to lose money?
I think so.
When do you start making money here? Because there are some people who seem to have found a formula, and this is not just necessarily that they're popular and huge, but they literally seem to have found a way to, like, beyond break even.
They know where their people are. They know what their festival audience is going to be. And I think that's also something to take into account. Like, something that works in Cape Town is not necessarily going to work amazingly here. Like, I had a show that did fabulously in Cape Town, and we thought, oh, great, and it's a one woman, it's very small, fantastic, we're all gonna, and we lost so much money on it.
Yeah.
Because it's a different kind of audience that comes here. Like, it's a lot of families, people from different cities, and
so you can't be very specific, I'm assuming.
You can. Oh, it's such a long question. We'll have to have a drink and talk about it. But,
oh, really? yes, a drink, yes.
But wait, what was your original question? Because I had an actual answer to that.
Okay. Whether it was about money around losing
I think,
money.
I mean, the saying goes, like, your first year, if you can break even, that's amazing. Your second year is when you start really kind of making money. And then your third is, like, if you have a super hit, then, like, bring it back so you can make some more. And I think, I think that's true.
So how do you rate whether your show did badly? Is it just bumps on seats, or is it literally how it was received?
I think there's a bit of both. Like, obviously no one likes to lose money, and no one likes to get a bad review. But also there have been some amazing shows which I've completely loved here, which have been slated, but audiences have really loved, or they've really spoken to me. And I think with regard to that, you know, there's no accounting for taste. Someone on one day just doesn't feel like seeing your political drama, and that's okay.
And they arrived in a bad mood.
Whatever the case might be. Yeah. But I think if you know that you've come up, you've done the hardest that you've done all the work that you can, you've been clever about it, you've put the time in, hopefully you go back not having lost money, hopefully you go back with some good reviews, but mostly with a really good experience and having learned a lot and how to do it better and smarter the next time.
So you come here for the love. You don't actually come here to make money. You're here to network and for the love.
It's a lot of love and it's a lot of network. Sometimes you have a show that you know, cool, this will definitely make something. Yeah. And sometimes it's a gamble. And that's kind of the beauty of it as well.
So now let's compare Grahamstown, because I know you.
Yeah.
You fringe hop. You have been on fringes all over the world.
Yes.
A, how? Are you...
The World Fringe Alliance. That's the only way.
Are you like a trust fund baby?
No, I'm not a trust fund baby. My parents are teachers. My parents are like... When I went home and I was like, Mom, Dad, I want to do drama. They were like, oh, please don't do that.
Yeah.
Dad did drama. I do dance. Please don't. And I was like, no, but I'll be fine. And they were like, but you'll never have any money. But I'm like, but we'll be happy.
And I'll be happy. All over the world happy.
And it's been just very, very, it's a lot of luck and it's a lot of kind of stuff in the right place at the right time. Like the World Fringe Alliance is something that Grahamstown's a part of. There's eight other fringes in Prague, in Hollywood, in New York, in Perth and Amsterdam and Brighton. And Edinburgh is part of it now, and there's a couple that they're sort of going, maybe we'll sort of join forces. But something like that is the only way that it's been possible.
Okay.
Like, I cannot afford to, like, mortgage. I don't own anything to mortgage to go to something like Edinburgh. So it's been incredibly lucky from that side.
Yeah.
How that works is there's people who come from the different festivals. I know Brighton has arrived. It kept on fringe with somebody here, and I think Australia was going to come, but I'm not sure if they are this year.
They are.
Oh, good. Fabulous. So, you know, they come, they watch a lot of shows. There's a producer's breakfast where you can actually go and chat to people and say, cool, this is my show. Maybe you've seen it. It's on for two more days. Or if you haven't seen it, here's a package of, like, what it's about. Do you think it would appeal to your audience? And actually have a conversation with people. Mm-hmm. And what's really nice about all of them is that they're very, very open to having those conversations. Like, people think someone in charge of something is always going to be a bit scary, and I've never really found that to be the case. Maybe at first, but once you actually, you know, you have questions and you're wanting to learn something from that person, they kind of, you know, they respect that and they like have a very kind of frank conversation with you. So they might go, well, cool, like, I know Amsterdam doesn't really take comedy because they know that for their audience it doesn't work.
Okay.
But, and they'll tell you that, and then you go, thanks so much, awesome, I'm going to move on to like Perth where that actually comedy does really well.
Yeah.
But something else might work in a different place. Mm. And yeah, each one is quite different. I've been lucky enough to go to three of them. Stuart's gone to many more of them than I have because he just takes himself and his pack of cards and goes. And each one's incredibly different and amazing. A lot of it, you go because you know, cool, you can go and see another city, and that's amazing, and perform with other artists in somewhere that you never would have. You know, you're going to meet other people that you never really would have ever met.
And how does it compare? I mean, do you find that there's a lot of... I don't know. Do you find that... I know we're in comparison third world, you know, if you like...
I don't find anything about, like, South African theatre third world in any way.
No, not the work itself. I'm talking in terms of now... when we go into Grahamstown and then we're in Grahamstown and go to the festival. So I wanted to see, is there a difference? Do you feel a difference, or does every festival just feel like you're in this new world? Because that's how I feel.
Yeah.
I feel like a town completely becomes... Yeah. Something else. It's like, what's that island that disappears? What's it called? The fabled one.
Yes.
Where they say it rises.
The one on the turtle.
Yeah.
And it's in Aladdin.
And then it disappears afterwards.
Yes.
So it almost feels like that. It feels like that's what happens to these towns during festival. So are they all like that?
They are all like that. Some are like Amsterdam is, there's a section of the city that becomes like that because the whole city is so enormous that it doesn't get sort of engulfed by the festival. Edinburgh, obviously, you've been, the whole city is about the festival.
Yeah.
And it depends on the city. But I think Grahamstown is up there among everything. Like, the grass isn't always greener on the other side. People think, oh, just because you get in a plane and have to go somewhere far means that it's better. And I've really never, ever found that. Hmm. I've always, like, the support you get here at NAF is really fantastic. Like, people like Nikki Spaulding bend over backwards for your show. And
that's
what,
amazing.
If they can do something, they will do it. And
yeah.
I think that's really incredible. And I know friends who've come from Perth and brought their shows, or come from Amsterdam or Prague, they've said that it's not just me being biased or anything. They've actually said, wow, it's been really amazing to do the show here, because you feel like someone's got your back all the time. Like, the techs are really cool. If you have a problem, someone will sort it out, like, within, as soon as they can.
Yeah,
so it's up there, definitely.
And they pay a fraction.
Yes, they do. Damn exchange rates.
Than they do anywhere else. Yeah. So of all these festivals, which would you say is hands down your favorite? And why? It could literally be just because of whatever you're taking there and it did so well. Or it
That's
could
true.
Be just
I mean, I
because
think
of the vibe.
Edinburgh was amazing because it's the first time we'd gone, and I was with, like, the Three Little Pigs, and that was an incredible
That was amazing. That made me happy. I was in my first trimester. I was pregnant.
Yes.
I was in my second trimester. Anyway, I just remember that I was pregnant, so I was extremely sober. I experienced it in HD.
In HD,
my friend. Not even a drop of Listerine in my system.
Yeah.
And Three Little Pigs blew me away.
Thank you.
It blew me away. But you see, remember how in Edinburgh, when it was warm, the festival people were panicking. They said, it cannot be warm. People are not going to come and watch the shows.
Yes.
They're going
to
go drinking.
They wanted to be cold.
Yes,
so
they
that
needed
stay
to
inside.
Be cold so that people go inside and watch shows.
Well, luckily,
so
Grahamstown is super cold.
This is what I was going to ask. Do you think the key to Grahamstown is that it's so
I think that's possibly
freaking
it,
cold.
Actually. I think also, I mean, Grahamstown's always going to be hugely special to me. It's the first place that we ever did Miskin, which has been the reason why I've been able to go to a lot of these festivals. Mm. And I think, I don't know. Do they just, like, keep the aircon on or something to make sure people stay
like
inside?
Like, aircon somewhere in the
Yeah, they
there.
Do. Like, up at the monument, they're like, oh, it's a little warm today. Turn it up, guys. And I think also the fact that, like, stuff is so close in Grahamstown. Like, you turn a corner, there's another place where you can see something.
Yes.
And I think that really helps. Like, you know, cool, if something finishes now, within 20 minutes, you can be at another venue watch another show.
This is the only place where if I say I'm 5 minutes late,
you're literally,
I genuinely am.
Yeah. No, unless you're trying to park outside the Village Green, in which case... 20 hours later.
Yeah. Because usually my 5 minutes is an African 5 minutes. If I say, guys, I'm running 5 minutes late, you should give me at least 15.
Yeah.
At least.
We call that knock-cut time. I have in my family. Yeah, knock-cut time. I arrived in knock-cut time here for this interview. So, yes.
Yes. That's
You've experienced it. No.
I enjoyed it.
Now we are closer. Yes.
So, for people who are listening who are going, I want to support women at this festival. Because, guys, please don't take it personally. I'm not hating on you. I'm just ignoring you. It's our year.
Yeah.
So,
you guys are, like, you get enough attention
please,
the rest of the time.
Please.
Yes.
Yeah, you own the world. Beyonce thinks we run it, but you still own it. We may be running it, but we're paying you rent. So...
It's laughing so hard, like,
that's my producer.
Producer's like on the floor, off the chair.
So what should we watch? What do people who want to support women but want to really have a good time doing it? What do you highly recommend outside of your shows?
I highly recommend. I recommend anything Penny Youngelson is doing.
Youngelson
with a Y.
Penny Youngelson.
She's really, really fabulous. Like, I look up to her so much. And Jade Bauer is obviously standing around young artists for the
Jade
episode.
Bauer!
I know!
My husband is in that show!
Is he?
Yes!
Amazing!
Scorched. I've had to hear him rehearsing.
All the time.
Oh my goodness!
See, no, you didn't even have to mention it. I here we go.
Dude!
But that's because people should definitely go to
Jade
for Jade,
for
your husband.
Yeah, I wanted to speak to her as well. And, like, she's still not here because they're still...
They arrived later,
Yeah. Okay, cool.
But yeah, Penny, Jade, Gemma, just because Gemma's...
No, Gemma is a talented young woman. Guys, I take my hats off to this girl. I met her when I was at Wits, when I was about to finish.
Yeah.
And I knew her as a designer. I didn't know she was an actor and all these things. And then the next thing I know, she was a lead in some play. And I thought, this I must see. A designer now wants to act. Meanwhile, I ate my words. I'm like, no, it's not a designer.
You're like, oh no, it's an actor who does all of the things.
This is a jack of all trades and master of all.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I like that.
Oh, and obviously your sex show, because I think being like Frank, is it about sex? Because I'm just like, I see the rabbits on the poster,
yes,
and I'm like, okay, cool.
It is.
Yes.
You even know they're the rabbits?
Of course.
This chick is with it.
I'm
yes.
with it like a young woman
there
of
was,
the world.
There was actually a debate on Instagram after we put up a poster.
And people were like, what is
and
that?
And people were like, that was the debate. This lady said, to me, are you holding what I think you're holding? OMG. And then laughing face.
And you're like, yeah.
Somebody
bro.
Then responds, obviously, it's a curling tong.
Yo, and see, those people should come and watch your show.
Exactly, so I just wanted actually, the other guy was right.
And here's the website. You can www.matildas is a lovely website for these sorts of things.
Yes, but we're sponsored by Lola Montes. That's
ooh,
how we roll.
That is
she hooked
very
up with
nice.
Toys. I thought I knew things. I didn't know I was a brood. I did not know.
I know you're like
I was a brood.
Doors that have opened in my mind.
Yeah. Hey, before I sign off, now that we are on that hot topic of my show, I'm going to play you a short little something, whereupon I shall sign out and say thank you and adios. Yes, it's me, Cindy Rocky. I think my time is almost up. I have had the time of my freaking life here, okay?
That's how we say, that's how we speak in Keton, so nice accent.
Thanks. I try very hard. No, I do. I have learned that if I'm to survive South Africa, it's all about that little swipe of the accent. It depends on who's in front of me. Just swipe the accent and you get access. Anyway, every show, I have Hugger Man. And after a short meeting with a said guest and said others in room, we have agreed that the men who deserve to be hugged today are men who are in support of women in theater. We're talking people are buying tickets to watch them, people who are being directed by women, are directing women, are writing with, for, being written by, for
putting
women.
Up posters,
putting
for
up posters for
being
posters
backstage, women,
helping
being
us carry heavy things, to taking care of babies so that
damn
mommy
straight.
Can go and do her. Thank you. And that's a big tight ass hug to my husband. Because baby sin with the other two, I took the easiest child.
That one.
I left him with a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old. I said, here, soldier. Strength and courage to you. And then I took the 7-year-old because you can talk to that one and negotiate.
Nice.
Yes. So, Tara Notcat, thank you so much for being with me today.
Thank you for having me.
I need you to remind those of us with short memories where the Cape Town Edge is at.
Cape Town Edge is at Princess Alice on African Street.
Please, show love. Plenty of shows there to support. I also want to say a big shout out to all of the festival, Peep National Arts Festival. You have been so far amazing. This is day one, guys, and I'm already calling these people amazing. I'm staying, you know, when I found out I'm going to stay in a res, my inner star was like, but do you know who I am?
Do you know where I'm from?
What?
Do you know what?
And then I get there, and I am so impressed with what Rhodes University has done with the raises, and I really do feel like I'm in a proper hotel that can actually get a star rating.
Yeah.
Where they've taken care of my room. It's amazing. So it's time to go. I have overdone my time. I'm eating into somebody else's showtime. Guys, goodbye. Thank you, National Arts Festival. Guys, I'll be here next week. Bye-bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.